Hi, I'm Anna, Anna Wetherall, part of the Murmuration Collaboration team. We've been here today hanging the Murmuration tapestries for the first time and getting them photographed. So we're at Farfield Mill and you can hear the lovely sound of the river in the background. And with me is Cathy, as part of the team, and Nita. So the three of us have been working on sorting out the tapestries ready for hanging. So this is a project that's been in progress for 2 years, almost exactly, as we realised when we got everything together over the weekend. Cathy, can you remember how it all came together in the first place, where the idea came from?
Well, I've had the idea for some time. I've experienced Starling murmurations in Finland when I was a child, and I've been wanting to do a tapestry for a long time. But I knew one tapestry wouldn't be enough. And then when the Waterline project was coming to an end, I just wanted to continue with the wonderful people I've been weaving for the past 2 years. And I thought, hey, this would be a great idea. Let's see how that goes. And I sent a message to people and I was absolutely amazed that so many people were interested and also have experienced the murmurations and wanted to do it. So that's how it started. We spent the summer talking about the kind of outline of the project and the admin side of it, and then when they had the Waterline opening in September, we sat down first time face to face.
Yeah, that was pretty good as well, because the Waterline project was also an international collaboration, and Murmuration continues most of the people in the Waterline project, and it all came out of that. Everybody came over for the Waterline opening, so we took the opportunity.
We were nearly all there.
So taking the opportunity to start to talk about this project that you proposed while we were all there face to face.
And we started off with really a blank sheet of paper, no designs in mind at all. And at that very first meeting, we really went all over the place with ideas. Individual birds flying around, tapestries that we walked through, hanging off the walls.
All sorts of ideas came out, and all sorts of ideas for how to capture birds as well. People explored printing and different shapes of birds. And that all came together into the overall design that came together that we've been hanging today and are getting photographed today, ready to hang it here. Well, it's going to Shetland Wool Week first, but then hanging here at Farfield Mill in the autumn from the 16th of October to just before Christmas. And then it'll actually, very appropriately, be at the Scottish Ornithologists Club in Aberlady, just outside Edinburgh, from late February through to mid-April. So Nita, you were very much involved in pulling the overall design together. How did that go?
It was a tricky thing to do, to be honest. Obviously 12 individuals all wanting their own say, and to come up with something that worked for everybody but that wasn't too much of a compromise, it took a lot of pulling together, and I think it probably took us the best part of the year.
Which is
interesting, because I think we thought the whole project would take a year. And it was a year before, longer than a year before some of us started actual weaving. We all threw a lot of different designs around, and then I think we very gradually came to a consensus that we wanted a design that flowed across tapestries. We wanted to shape the tapestries to really emphasise that idea of the flow of starlings dancing across the sky. And I think once we got there, it actually became a lot easier. Mm-hmm. We had to apportion that design into 12 sections of lots of different sizes. Some people could weave very wide pieces.
Yeah, a lot depended on people's looms, didn't it? The length that they could weave or the width that they could weave.
Exactly. But that felt like a really easy decision and happened quite quickly, and everybody was really quite happy with their position in the weaving. Some pieces are very small, some pieces are very large, but that didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Everybody had their own say. One thing that was important to us was that although there was an overall design, what really comes across is the colour in those designs. We chose a core colour palette, that we all worked with. We added our own colours, but there was a core. Definitely, when you see it hanging on the wall, there is definitely that colour connection between us.
Very important decision that was.
Yeah, that was taken fairly early on, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was. Where we were going to work with the colours and also the colour palette, the yarns we were going to use.
Exactly.
So that the foundation of the tapestries, even if people added in, and there are some odd bits of sparkle in a couple of the tapestries, you've got some in yours, Katie.
No, Christine's
definitely got some on her birds.
Jenny in the snow.
There are a few sparkly bits through it as well. But so people have used their own yarns. Mm. Joan has dyed some of her own yarns. But the core is the Weaver's Bazaar yarns.
I've used some cotton and linen threads in mine, actually in the murmuration.
Yeah.
Because I felt that the individual birds within that mass of murmuration stood out better with a stronger thread. So that was important to get the colour right. And obviously there's a line that flows all over the place but actually connects the tapestries, a line of murmuration. But beyond that, we really wanted everybody's individuality to shine through.
Yeah.
So everybody designed their tapestry their way. And although we wanted something to look cohesive as a whole, it's quite okay for the individual tapestries to look like individual people's work, not like one huge tapestry broken into units.
It's not like a studio tapestry woven elsewhere where they all need to make sure it's exactly the same. We are individual weavers and it's reflecting that individual,
and the individual characters really show through, and the way people work individually, so that has worked really well.